Hi everyone, this is Larry Franti speaking to you from the Franti residence on May 6th, 1952, the night that Bob Bowfinger is leaving for the Army. And here's Bob. Say hello.
Oh, hiya, Larry. Well, I'm sorry to say goodbye to you, but...
I see he lost his voice. What is it, laryngitis, Bob?
That's what they call it, laryngitis. Or whatever you want to call it, a horse throat.
Well, you ought to take a hot toddy for it or something.
What's a hot toddy?
Oh, I don't know. It's got alcohol in it, I think.
Well, makes me sound more or less like Jimmy Durandy, I guess.
Oh, it's not that bad. Say a few words. Well, how do you feel about going in the Army?
Well, it don't make a difference to me. I sort of enjoy that kind of life, I guess.
You like it, huh? Well, wait till you get in there before you say that.
Well, I don't mind it too much.
I see.
Well, things you can't do nothing about it, you know.
We have a few more people here. Mother, come here and say hello. I guess she's a little busy. She can't come here right now. Bob, tell me about the picture you saw, Anything Can Happen. Did you like it?
Well, I thought it was a pretty good picture. I don't know, it didn't do too much advertising over it, but I think it was a pretty darn good picture.
Well, what was it about?
Well, it was about some Georgian coming over to the United States. He couldn't speak a word of English when he came over here. Well, he met this girl, and she was wanted to hear the guy sing in his native voice. Well, so as things went on, he finally fell in love with her, and then he went down south, and he opened an orange ranch down there, and well, then he married that girl, and they made out okay, and they got...
Well, and everything was happy ending. Was there something about recording the voice in it?
Yeah, it was recorded.
Did they have a tape recorder like this in the picture?
Well, they had one similar to it.
Yeah. By the way, this is station WLJF, my initials. Now, I wish we could get my mother out here to say a couple of words. Mother! Come here and say a couple of words. The radio audience is waiting. I want you to say a couple of words on the night that Bob is leaving for the Army. How are you tonight?
Fine.
Well, say a little more than that.
Well, I'm sorry for Bob to go.
Oh, I think he likes the idea of going in the Army. Don't you, Bob?
Well, I don't hate it too much.
I wish he'd come back soon.
Yeah, so do I. We all do. Let's see... Oh, I have a suggestion. Why don't we all go and have a nice little shot and greet Bob goodbye? There's some creme de menthe in the kitchen. Do you drink creme de menthe, Mama?
Yes, just a taste.
Oh, you just taste a little bit of it, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. We'll all have a drink and on the occasion that Bob is leaving and greet him a nice voyage or trip, well, wherever he's going in the Army, huh?
Let's say Prost.
A what?
Prost. That's the German word, you know, when you... drink to somebody, you always say Prost.
How do you spell it?
P-R-O-S-T.
P-R-O-S-T, Prost. All right, Prost, Bob. Oh. Yay!
I'll take you to your home, Kathleen, across the ocean wide and wide. Where your heart has ever been, since first you were my bonny bride, the roses all have left your cheek. I've watched them fade away and die, though many a times I see a darkening shadow on your brow. Oh, I will take you back, Kathleen, to where your heart has ever been.
Night is falling, dear mother, and the long day is o'er, and before thy loved image I am kneeling once more.
to thank thee for keeping me safe through the day, to ask thee this night to keep evil away. Many times have I fallen today, mother dear, many gracious neglected since last I knelt here. Wilt thou not in pity our own mother mild ask Jesus to pardon the sins of thy children? We are going to rest, for the day's work is done. Its hours and its moments have passed one by one. And the God who will judge me has known it them all. He has numbered each grace, and he has counted each fall. And in his book they are written against the last day. O mother, ask Jesus to wash them away. For one drop of his blood, which for sinners was spilt, is sufficient to cleanse the whole world from its guilt. And of ere in the dawn I shall draw my last breath, and the sleep that I take be the long sleep of death. Be near me, dear mother, for dear Jesus' sake, when our souls on eternity's shores shall awake.